Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Jen Bunk here. I am co-CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. We are here to help you, to help tech managers like you, committed tech managers, wise tech managers with grit and tenacity. We're here to help you build your dream career. And one of the things that keeps our potential clients and our clients when they start working with us from building their dream career is leaving their job. And I'm not saying everybody should up and leave their job right now. Actually, for a lot of people, I want you to keep your job because you have a lot of opportunities to leverage where you are right now. But if you're thinking about leaving your job, you're thinking about spreading your wings to embrace new opportunities in a new place, in a new organization, if you're thinking about moving out to move up, then this podcast is for you. So the Society for Human Resource Management recently reported that about half of U.S. employees right now are thinking of leaving their jobs. And that's actually a lot. It's up from like 30% last year, and that was the beginning of COVID. So half, I think about that, half of the current workforce is thinking of leaving because they had planned on leaving during COVID, but that COVID happened and they're like, no, I don't want to do that right now, right? So now we have this sort of backlog. There's this backlog of people who were going to leave and now they want to leave. But also, you know, when we hear this a lot, like Rob and I definitely feel this, and we see this in our clients, we see this in our friends. One of the things that COVID has done for us, a gift that this experience has given us, is it's really opened our eyes to what's the life that I want to live? What's the life that I want to live? And for a lot of people, for a lot of you, you're like, it's time for me to start living my life. It's time for me to start building my career and to have that be the vehicle to living a life of joy and freedom and impact and happiness and balance and all the great, wonderful things that make up a beautiful life. And so you want to do that. You're thinking about doing it, but you haven't yet. You haven't yet. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is that fear. Why you're so scared to go on the job market. Why you're so scared to spread your wings and make that career change. And I also want to really shine a light on why this fear is destroying your tech career. So I'm not going to like boldly say that I know exactly why you're scared because you're you and I'm me and I'm over here on the internet recording this in my office and you're over there at a different time listening to this with your earbuds in on your couch or, you know, on your way to work or whatever, wherever it may be. So I'm not going to venture to say that I know exactly why you're scared of leaving your job, why you're scared of going on the job market. But what I can tell you is that we've worked with enough tech managers, hundreds of them, closely, to know what some of the patterns are that come up. So what are some of the patterns that come up? And I share this because I want to shine a light on it for you, because you may not be able to figure out why it is that you're scared, or you may not even realize that you're scared and that's what's keeping you from spreading your wings. And so I want to shine a light on it for you so that you can have a higher level of awareness of what's actually going on. So number one, why are you scared of going on the job market and changing jobs? Because it's the unknown. It's the unknown. And the unknown is a great thing to be scared of. If you're going to be scared of something, yeah, that certainly makes sense. It makes sense logically to feel that emotionally. It's the devil you know. You'd rather deal with the devil you know than the devil you don't. And a lot of people live life that way. That life is the devil. Life is happening to me. Life is terrible. Life is a test. And so if that's what it is, I could never feel 100% secure. If I can't have 100% control over everything, then I'd rather deal with the devil that I know than the devil that I don't. So that's part of you is feeling. I'd rather just stay at this terrible job with this terrible boss, with this terrible pay, with this terrible team, with no opportunities for growth. I'd rather do that than venture into the unknown. It would mean change. And again, if there's something to fear, yeah, a lot of us fear change. I was just talking with my dad recently. My parents got both shots. They got jab number one and jab number two. So, you know, boomers got the vax. So they came to visit for the first time in a while. I actually saw my dad in person for the first time in over a year. We were talking about a bunch of stuff. And he was talking about how he doesn't like change and how he admires me for embracing change so much and building the business. And we move a lot, at least according to him. You know, we're going to be moving again in not so long. In a couple of months, we're going to go on what we're calling the Great Ride. We're going to travel across country, and then we're going to move to Hawaii. We're going to live the dream, and he admires us for that. But he's like, yeah, I don't like change, Jen. I just want everything to stay the same. So maybe part of you, and maybe you're like that too. There's nothing wrong about it. There's nothing right about it either. It's what it is. If you're going to fear something, you're going to fear change. You don't want to change. You kind of just want to stay in your comfort zone, and you want to stay. You want to keep the current situation. You'd rather stay at the current situation, knowing all of its faults, knowing all of the overwhelm, knowing all of the stress that it's causing you. You'd rather deal with that than something that's just, oh, wow, changing. So this is kind of related to the unknown piece of it. Another reason why you might be scared of going on the job market is you don't know how. You don't know how to job market, right? What are the steps? Like, so for a lot of you, you probably really crave wanting a system, wanting a structure, wanting a step-by-step. Please tell me how to play the job market game. Tell me what the rules are. Tell me what I do when it's my turn. Tell me what happens when I roll a six, right? Tell me what happens when I reach out to a recruiter and they don't get back to me, or if I reach out to a hiring manager. Tell me how to negotiate, right? Can you please let me know how to do this? And it's that not knowing how. And also, maybe it's been a while since you've been on the job market. Maybe you've been at the same job for 5, 10, 15 plus years. And that's also as part of what's keeping you from leaving, because it would mean a big change and your roots are really deep. And also, you haven't been on the job market in 5, 10, 15 plus years. So not only do you not know how, you really don't know how, because the last time you did it, you know things have changed, and they have. So it's not knowing how can be what's causing this fear. Another one is, I don't want to leave my team. I love my team. Then you're taking a look around and you're like, yeah, you know what? It probably would be better if I left, because there's not a lot of growth opportunities. It's really overwhelming. I'm not really connected to the mission or the vision, the values of the company that I work for. But, you know, I love my team and I don't want to leave my team. I owe them too much. I have to stay for my team. And you fear leaving your team. You fear what your team is going to feel if you were to leave them. And you don't want that. You don't want to create that. So you're staying. Another one that we hear a lot is, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person who leaves. I don't want to be that person who gave up, that person who quit. I don't want people to look at me that way. The one who left, the one who quit, the one who just kind of gave up on us. So those are some of the reasons that we see come up a lot for why you could be, and it could be a combination of some of those too, why you could be scared of leaving, why that fear is coming up. And what I also want to make really clear is, if you stay in this fear, if you continue to let this fear drive your career decisions, your job decisions, it's going to destroy your career. Plain and simple. It's not going to get better. It's not going to stay the same. It's going to get worse, guaranteed. And there's a really simple, straightforward reason for that. How is this destroying your career? How is letting fear keeping you? So you're letting fear keep you from going on the job market. How is this destroying your career? The exact reason that you want to leave, and it's going to get worse. So in other words, you may want to leave because you're drastically underpaid. You haven't gotten a reasonable or even anything above that job, income increase, pay bump in God knows how long. You know you're drastically underpaid. Underpaid by 20%, 30%, 40% or more. And that's why you want to leave. And you work for a company that just, you've tried and you've tried and you've tried, and they cannot give you that recognition in terms of the salary. And that's why you want to leave. And that's a really good reason to leave. Because if you're not feeling recognized, despite your best efforts, then that's not the place for you to be. But if you're letting fear keep you from leaving, then that money problem is only going to get worse. In other words, you're going to continue to get further and further and further and further behind salary-wise. You're going to continue to throw thousands, tens of thousands of dollars a month into the shredder, the money that you're leaving on the table, by not spreading your wings and going on the job market. Or for some of you, the reason that you want to leave, even though you love your team, even though, you know, there's this fear that comes up sometimes, there's still underneath all of that, this desire to leave. And the reason is because you're overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. It's either a time thing, right? Where it's like, I work way too many hours and I have no time. I have no hours left in the day for me, for my family, for anything other than work, work, work. Or the overwhelm is more of, it's the feeling of it. It's you're just constantly feeling weighed down by everything that is happening at work. Maybe because it's a toxic culture. Or maybe simply because it's not a fit. It's not an alignment for what you really want to do. So it feels heavy instead of feeling light. Because when you're aligned, I promise you, when you're aligned and you're serving your purpose, even the hard work feels easy and it's a joy. But if you're working somewhere where it's like, why am I doing this? You know, some people talk about, you know, I love the retail industry. The retail industry is fabulous. I was just talking with somebody the other day who works for Wayfair. But at the end of the day, he's like, yeah, it's retail. At the end of the day, we're selling stuff. And that's not my mission in life, is not to help people. It's not to help people sell furniture. I love that they're doing it, and I love that they have that mission, but that's not my mission. So if you're constantly working for a company that isn't aligned with your own mission, it's going to feel overwhelming. It's going to feel heavy. So, and that's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. That heaviness is going to continue to weigh you down, like trying to carry a big boulder up the hill. What would happen if you let go of that boulder? In other words, go on the job market and actually work somewhere that is in alignment with your mission. So maybe it's about money. Maybe it's about time. Maybe it's about overwhelm. Could also be about the impact that you know you're capable of making, but you feel like it's being squashed. Like you're not, because you're not given the recognition, you're also not giving the power, the decision-making authority to be able to make the change that you want to, just because of the way that things are set up in your current organization. Like there's nowhere to go. Like you feel like you're hitting that ceiling. And it could be an income ceiling, but it could also be an impact ceiling. Like there's no way, even though you've tried, there's no way that you can see at your current company how to be able to make even more of an impact. And that's weighing you down. And if you don't fix it, it's going to get worse. It's destroying your career. It's destroying your life too. All of these things. That's why it feels so heavy. Money, time, freedom, overwhelm, impact. All of these things are destroying your career. They're destroying your life as well. It could also be about relationships. That could be also be the reason why you're leaving or you're, I'm kind of future pacing there a bit, right? Or at least the reason that you're thinking about leaving your job is because of relationships. And those the relationships are the exact thing that are going to continue to get destroyed if you keep letting fear drive the bus. Relationships at work, relationships with your family. So if you keep letting fear drive the bus, the exact reason why you want to leave is going to continue to destroy your career. The lack of money, the lack of time, the lack of freedom, the lack of impact, the lack of recognition, the overwhelm, the relationships that are being torn apart, all of this is going to get worse if you let fear drive the bus. So what I'd love for you is to get to a place of resolve where you're not going to let fear drive the bus anymore. You take a look at those silly stories that you're telling yourself, like, I don't like change. I want to be in control of everything. Or I don't know how, so I might as well just stay stuck. Or, yeah, you know, my team is wonderful and I need to be the martyr here. I need to suffer for them. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person who leaves and quits. These silly stories that you're telling yourself, take a look and ask yourself if they're really true. Because I promise you, when you get to the place of resolve where you're not going to let fear drive the bus anymore, you realize that they're not true. They are just 100% not true. This whole thing about fear of the unknown and fear of change, life is change. Change is the only constant. Safety does not exist. Security does not exist. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist in nature. It doesn't exist in the universe. And it certainly doesn't exist in our careers. You think that it's a safer decision to just stay stuck than to jump into the unknown? No. Neither is safe. But is it really serving you to stay in a job where you're underpaid and overworked and underrecognized and it's chaotic and it's a toxic environment and there's no way to move up? Is that actually serving your team? For you to be somewhere where you're feeling like that? And you start to realize the truth that by staying in a job that you hate, that you're feeling weighed down by all of this, the lack of recognition and the overwork and the overwhelm, by staying in that job, you're destroying your team by staying there. And that you try to tell yourself the story that leaving would be destroying your team. No, staying is destroying your team. The opposite is true. You don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the one who gave up and left and quit. What if the opposite is true? In other words, you get to be that person who spreads their wings as an inspiration to, I guarantee you, once you do it, other people are going to leave too. And I'm sorry for the organizations this is going to happen for, but turnover, some turnover is good. Because once we spread our wings and say, I don't want to put up with this anymore, it's not in alignment with what I do, we are giving permission to other people to do the same. You don't know how. What if that's exactly why it's time to do it? So that you can learn how, so that you can finally build that skill set to evangelize your excellence and to negotiate and to inspire. Yeah, I don't know how. You can use that as the reason for why not to go on the job market, but you could also use it as the reason to do it, that that's exactly why. Because it's time for you to finally build those skills. It's time for you to finally figure it out. So I invite you to make a decision. Determine right now, if you're on the job market on a scale of 1 to 10, how much on the job market are you really? A 1 is like you're dabbling, maybe, not sure, thinking about it. A 10 is like, hell yeah, I'm in. I'm committed to spreading my wings. I have made the defiant, bold decision to go on the job market and to land a new job and to move out, to move up. Give yourself an honest assessment right now. Where do you land on that scale of 1 to 10? Like, where are you really, honestly? And then, where do you want to be? As he might say, you're a 3 or a 4 or a 5. Or maybe you're a 7 or an 8 or a 10. That's great. Wherever it is that you are, that's great. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? So in other words, honestly, you know, you take an honest look in the mirror. Yeah, I'm like a 4 or 5. I'm letting fear drive the bus. I noticed that. Where do I want to be? I want to be a 10. I don't want to let fear drive the bus anymore. I want to go on the job market and I want to do it intentionally. And I want to do it in a way that feels full of integrity. I want to exit my current job gracefully. And I want to feel great about the process. And I want to be supported through the process. And I want to negotiate like a champ. I want to interview like a champ. And I'm going to land that hell yes job. Yeah, that's what I want. And if you've decided that, then congratulations. All that's next is to take action. And that's what we're here for. So if that's where you are, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Now, if you're like a 4 or 5, or even a 1 or a 2, really, wherever you are on the scale, and you're recognizing that fear is still driving the bus and you don't want fear to drive the bus anymore. And there's like that part of you that's like, yeah, I think I want to do this. I'm just not sure. I kind of get what you're saying intellectually, Jen, but gosh, I just don't know. If you're still stuck there, I want you to book a call with us too. ThePeopleStack.com/book. In other words, wherever you are, we'll meet you there and we'll help you get to where it is that you want to go. We're not here to convince. We're not here to sell. We're not here to close. We're here to help you reveal the truth. That truth that might be buried deep inside of you of what you really want to do. We're here to ask you the questions and to have that bold love conversation so that you can reveal what's been in yourself all this time. And you know what? Sometimes we've had these conversations about job market and what's keeping you from it. And people realize, you know what? I actually do want to stay. And there is a path to staying where I get to feel all the things I want to feel and earn the money that I want to make and make the impact that I want to make. There is a path. There is a path to staying, right? So I'm not here to try to convince you to leave your job. What I'm here to do is to help you shine a light on the truth of what do you really want in your career? And no matter where you are, if you have 100% clarity of where you want to go, or if you're in, I'm not sure, but I need expert guidance, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Because either way, if you keep letting fear drive the bus, your career is going to be destroyed. Your life is going to be destroyed. Maybe slowly, but surely. And we don't want that for you. And I know you don't want that for yourself either. So that link to book a call with us is thepeoplestack.com/book. You'll go to that site and it shows our calendar. You pick your time zone, whatever time zone you're in, enter your name, your email, your cell phone number so that we can remind you about the call. And you book the call. It'll be on your calendar. It'll be on my team's calendar and show up at the time of the call using the Zoom link and the calendar link. Ready to have an open and honest conversation about what's not working in your career and where you want to go. These are truth calls. These are breakthrough calls. Show up ready to break through what's been keeping you from building your dream career. And I guarantee it'll be the most clarifying, enlightening, valuable conversation that you ever had. We're experts. We know how to ask the questions to get to the truth, to get to the honest answer about really what it's going to take for you to build that dream career and to escape career hell. But we're not magicians. We don't have a magic wand. It does require you to show up open, ready to have an honest conversation. It does require you to show up coachable. So if you're ready to do that, I want you to book that call right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. Don't let fear drive the bus. And it starts with recognizing, noticing that it is. That's all for now. Big hugs, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.